Greetings, gallant gamers, and welcome to yet another episode of the Weekly Daily Days Podcast. A oxymoron, I know, but each week I deliver some retro news or gaming quiz for all those bored or desperate for something to listen to. And I am your host, Mr. Picario, here today, well, with a great gamers quiz. I do these every so often, and today the quiz is dedicated to everything Game Boy, the original Game Boy, not the color, not the advance, but good old black and white. Anyway, get all 10 right, and I'd say you're quite the gaming god, but I doubt you'll do that well. But we'll see, and let's go. So, when the Game Boy first released in North America, it included which pack-in game? Again, when the Game Boy first released in North America, it included which pack-in game? The answer, my friends, is of course Tetris. That is really the game that led Nintendo into its portable success, as many people who didn't even play games bought the Game Boy, well, for that one title. Tetris apparently appeals to everybody. Question 2. The early Game Boy title Alleyway heavily resembles the classic arcade hit Arkanoid, in which players move a capsule-like paddle back and forth to swat a ball at rows of hovering bricks. In this version, though, a very recognizable character is actually inside that paddle, commanding it to and fro. Who is this unexpected guest? Well, this unexpected guest is actually a very popular mascot that appeared in many a game during this era, and this, of course, is Super Mario. Funny enough, his appearance wasn't made official here until Club Nintendo in 1990 announced it for the European release. Question 3. The Game Boy is actually home to the first installment of the legendary Secret of Mana / Seiken Densetsu series, but due to a marketing misnomer, its American name placed it solely within a rather different franchise. What is this misleading title? So, the first entry in the Secret of Mana series was known as Final Fantasy Adventure in the United States. In Europe, it was called Mystic Quest. In Japan, Seiken Densetsu Final Fantasy Gaiden. Confused? Well, the answer for this one is Final Fantasy Adventure, and let's leave it at that. Number 4. The Game Boy first introduced Kirby to the gaming world and has since hosted a wide assortment of Kirby titles. How many Kirby games in total have graced the system? Okay, so Kirby loved the Game Boy, no doubt. The original Game Boy has seen 5 true Kirby games. Kirby's Dream Land, Kirby's Pinball Land, Kirby's Dream Land 2, Kirby's Block Ball, and Kirby's Star Stacker. Other Kirby games would actually be on the Color and Advance systems, so we're not counting those here. Alright, so we're taking a break from the questions and allowing you now to relax, kick back, and to listen to some gaming tunes. 4 in all, these will be played together, so just listen and enjoy and try to decide which game they come from, and maybe the level as well. Here goes. Ah, wasn't that nice now? So here are the answers for those four. The first was From Castlevania to Belmont's Revenge. It's known as Ripe Seeds, perhaps rightfully, as it represents the Plant Castle stage. The second track is Super Mario Land's Chai Kingdom theme. A catchy little tune, I'd say, but then again, they all are in that game. The third piece comes from Final Fantasy Adventure, and it's known as Gemma's Realization. And finally, we have Donkey Kong Land's Jungle Jaunt, a catchy tune that's most probably recognized from Donkey Kong Country, as Donkey Kong Land, despite being a unique game, is still largely a remake of its Super Nintendo big brother. Alright, after that foursome, we're jumping ahead now to question 9. The Game Boy entertained an array of unique and sometimes bizarre accessories, from giant magnifiers to Nintendo's own Game Boy camera and printer. Which add-on allowed gamers to play their games on an actual TV? This would be the Super Game Boy, an adapter that fit inside the Super Nintendo cartridge slot and accepted Game Boy titles. In addition, players could add limited enhancements such as color graphics and stylized borders. It was rad. And finally, question 10. Sales for the Game Boy were flagging by 1996, and the system seemed doomed to slowly wither away. However, a certain upstart franchise came out of nowhere to save the system, first in Japan circa 1996, then in North America come 1998. Name this captivating new series. Any Pikachu fans out there, or Charizard or Squirtle? Well, the answer, of course, is Pokemon Red and Green in Japan, Pokemon Red and Blue in North America. Alright, so how'd you do? If you managed up to 3 correct, I'd say that's probably a D-, so try again next time. If you pulled off the mid-tier, say 4 through 7 correct, I'd say that's pretty stellar, as this quiz wasn't entirely easy. And finally, if you're one of those amazing few who pulled off 8 or more correct, I'd say you're a Super Mario, a Crash Bandicoot, and a Sonic the Hedgehog all wrapped up in one. Kudos and congratulations are yours. And with that done, it's time to say goodbye for this episode of The Daily Days. Thanks for listening, and until next week, this is Mr. Picario signing off for now.